Blog Talk Radio.
If I gave you my love, I tell you.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. How y'all doing out there today?
What's going on? What's going on, Troy?
Oh, man, I can't call it. I can't call it. It's a hot, blistering summer day today, boy. Sun out shining. Feeling lovely. Because I'm off of work. I got out the heat.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You ain't doing nothing wrong.
Yes,
cool off a little bit. Drink a good cold glass of water, man.
Yeah, I think it's, since it's Wednesday, man, I'm gonna drink me a nice cold beer. Get ready for this shit.
Yes, sir, man.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Man, before I get the show kicked off, man, I just want to say hello to everybody, man. A lot of shit been going on, backline type shit. We're going to try to keep it clean as possible today. We got Atomic Dog Race coming up this weekend at HMP. I need to get Atomic Dog on here to press the one, buddy. But before I do that, while I wait for him to press the one, buddy, I'm going to talk to my co-host, man. I know y'all got Facebook. My co-host fit to get all pressing, man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm chasing it, man. I'm trying. I don't appreciate the way you called me out on the show not a couple of weeks ago. So they've been on my mind. Kind of got me in my feelings a little bit.
I don't know what for hell. I ain't got all pressure for shit. You know, we both eating.
Yes, sir.
Damn it, dog, where you at, man? Tommy Dog, press the one button, sir. I think I see you in the queue. Tommy Dog, you open, sir.
Appreciate that. How's everybody out there? Hope everybody's all right.
Good,
ready,
sir.
To do something. Everybody's ready to do some racing this weekend. We got a show for you going down. We got shootout, big tie, small tie, 5-8 and 7-0, man, some decent money. Want everybody to come get in where they fit in. If you got a locked in race and you want to do something, come holler at me, holler at Bill Line. Let's get you lined up and try to get you a time, if you got a time, to get your lockout squared away so things can go smooth. We also want to remember, practice social distancing. If you have a mask, please wear your mask. I will have some hand sanitizer over there for people. So, hey, let's just make sure we take care of ourselves and help take care of each other. The gate's going to open at 4 o'clock. We know it's going to be hot, so let's everybody stay hydrated. We're going to want to come out this weekend and support and do what we do, and get it on. That's why it's called Atomic Dog Summer Blast. It's always hot every summer, but it's going to be going down this weekend. We got a couple of more days left. I appreciate it. If everybody under my voice can please, it don't take much effort. If you can just please help out and share the flyer so your friends and family and other possible racers may be able to see the fly and want to come out and join as a spectator or as a racer. But we want to come out and have some fun this weekend, man, and stay safe and do everything we love to do in the world of grudge racing, drag racing, however you want to look at it, index racing. It's going to be going down at Houston Motorsports Park. Come join the fun, man, and do what you do and stay safe. Most importantly, stay safe and let's practice the best we can to social distance man, so we can protect and look out for each other the best we can. Hope to see everybody there. As you know, Bin Laden going to be running the show with the classes. When he calls for people to come sign up, please come over to Bin Laden and sign up so we can get a good count of what people want to do. And if you want to lock in, please, let's try to get on the schedule. You can see me or see Lisa, and we'll write it down and try to get a time and try to get people in the position according to their time as best we possibly can. I hope to see everybody out this weekend at Houston Motorsports Park for the Atomic Dog Summer Blast. So come on out and support. If anybody got any questions or got any lock-in or anything that they want to know about, hit me up, give me a call, hit the one button. I answer it on here if I need to, but I appreciate everybody trying to help out and do their part, man, and come out and be safe and have some fun. That's what it's all about. We're in rough times right now, but we still, as a drag racing family, can come out, support, and have some fun. Hope to see you all there this weekend. All right, thank you, Chore.
Thank you, Mr. Atomic Dog, man. Y'all make sure y'all go out to H&P this weekend, man. Go get your gas off your chest, as we used to say, and go support them. Bring your cars out. Man, we're going to try our best, Atomic, to get you a lock-in for your race on today's show. We're going to try our damnedest, goddamn. We're going to pull them out the bushes.
Appreciate it.
Not a problem. But that being said, anybody else out there, and I know we everybody ain't checked in yet. We 6 minutes into the show. Anybody feel free to want to try somebody this weekend. You got a perfect platform to do it at. It's a grudge race,
yes.
A grudge event. So y'all can press the one button if y'all got anybody in mind.
And while waiting on them to press the one button, man, I want to, you know, give props to them guys from Dallas and D.C. them, man, for the good Sunday night show they put on at HMP.
Oh, yeah, they most definitely showed out. They showed out. The D.C. them made up for what happened to Houston and Dallas, so it erased all that. So they made up. So to D.C. for being the savior of H-Town.
Yes, sir. Yeah, that's right, because doggone, they went out there, the little building went out there and got skinned up a little bit with them big ties, huh?
Yeah, shit, Bambadino or whatever how you say his name, they didn't do too well either.
Yeah, one thing about them guys, though, man, they going to race, man. If they had another big tie shootout the next weekend or two, and there wasn't nothing going on in Houston, I guarantee them guys will be right back up there trying again, shit.
Sir, most definitely, yes, sir. But, yeah, but JP, hold it down for me about 5 minutes. I'm going to take this call real quick.
All right. Let's see here, man. Ain't nobody pressing the one button. Anybody want to lock in for the Atomic Dog? Let's see. Dre. What's on your mind, Dre?
Yeah, man. They did some skinning on us out there the other day. But, hey, look here. It's something else in the works. So, y'all just be patient.
Just sit back and watch.
Yeah, we was kind of outgunned out there with what the arsenals that they had. We didn't have enough ammunition.
Yes, sir.
We didn't have enough ammunition. We had enough ammunition, but the bullets just wasn't shooting straight.
The gun didn't want to fire, Andre. The gun didn't want to fire right, huh? Sight was off.
Nah, it was shooting crooked out there, man. We was out shooting crooked shots.
Yeah, y'all,
look here. Hats off to Dallas. They did their thing, but hey, it's gonna be another one. Don't think it ain't gonna be, cause it's gonna be another.
Yeah, definitely. They definitely going to do it again. I already know that.
And them same calls need to be out there. Them same Dallas calls, the Richard Prices and the goddamn Checkerboards and the damn Ghosts and, you know, all that shit need to be right back up there again.
Yeah, we'll be nice, Jay, if them boys, you know, get out their own backyard and come on down.
That's the point, right there.
Flip them by the only one, you know, consistently will come. Everybody else
kind
of me.
He messed his call up in testing, but I hope he get his little old car back together.
Yeah.
That's the only weak link in Dallas on the big ties right now. Flip is like the lesser than all them other boys out there right now.
It's Street Sweeper, mic open.
Hey, what's going on, Grudge World, Trouble Trot, Mr. JP, appreciate you opening my mic. Man, I just want to say I'm just chiming in, so I don't know if anybody spoke on it or not, but I just want to say, man, shout out to Dallas. Shout out to the people who at HMP Dean for entertaining me and a lot of more fans this particular past Sunday, man. It was a beautiful thing. The fellas up there from Dallas came down, a few, that you know normally come down here, but they came, clicked up, and they actually performed, man. So shout out to them boys again. I appreciate the contribute to my construction project, but you know it's always good to see them. And yeah, I had a great time, man. I had a great time this past weekend, man. And everybody, good to see everybody again. And you know, feel good to be on the fence line doing what I used to do best. They're 10-4, but you know I'm just going back on mute and appreciate y'all opening my mic.
All right.
Appreciate that, Street Sweeper. But, yeah, Dallas actually came in deep, man. I was real surprised. You know, I was just thinking, King R2 was going to be the only people that came. But, man, you know, X-Steel and them came. KY and them came. Hewitt Rose, they came. They came deep, man. They came riding for their city. I really appreciate that. Because, like, they don't come down here much, Dre. But they actually showed out when they did come. For his attendance, not for his performance. I'm just saying they showed out.
Yeah. And on a Sunday, at that.
Yeah, on a Sunday, boy.
They had a piss poor performance, but they came.
But they showed out.
well, may I interject, man? It's Street Sweeper. May I interject? I ain't gonna say they had a piss poor performance. Them guys, they made adjustments when the track went hot. They were the first ones to light it up. Blew the Tires went back and made adjustments back to back. Shout out to that X-Pill, man. I think that's the name of that car. That X-Pill moving pretty good. And what y'all call it? How you pronounce the name correctly?
Cesario, I think is the name.
Yeah.
Cesario.
Yes, Cesario. I don't know what that means, but he might. Cesario, I'm sorry, but yeah, he didn't pull the win out, but you know, it looked good on that test hit, man, and it actually made the crowd excited to look for that engagement later on. But you know, I'm going for the home team regardless, and true enough, you know. It was good action, and more than that tree drop, you know, that actually, was, in my opinion, personally, you know, that tree makes a difference. If you're not ready, you know, money gone. Here. That's just my
Sicario, Street Sweeper, Sicario mean eat more beef in Spanish.
Oh, okay, man, appreciate that, man. I didn't know what it mean. But thanks, man. That's good knowledge right there. Appreciate you, brother. So, you know, appreciate it. I really appreciate it, man. As a fan, I had a great time this past weekend. Going back on me.
Right. King B.
Hey.
What's going on? What's on your mind?
Oh, man, you know what I always come to do, man. I'm just laying back in the cut waiting on it.
So you waiting to put your thumb on it, huh?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, man. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Put his thumb in his mouth.
Dre, shut your bitch ass up.
Hold on, what? Dre didn't
even say nothing. All right, well, whoever said, shut your bitch ass up. Man, how about that? Yes, sir. Man, so, man. I told you I couldn't put my thumb on it, didn't I? You see how quick I grabbed a train break?
Yeah. Oh, man, anybody on here want to lock in for this weekend? Got something on their mind they want to get off their chest or what? I'm just saying. It was kind of quiet on here tonight, man. Nobody?
Well, it get close to race time and all them. Hey, look at
yeah.
It get close to race
man.
Time. Them bells, all them bells going to hibernating and shit. But everybody a moth and shit. 4 and 5 weeks out, but goddamn, when that 3 days get close, shit, everybody get quiet as a mouse.
Man, I didn't want to say it, Dre, but that's what I was just gonna say, man. It's like the race
day curse, man.
The week of the race, every time week of the race, motherfuckers be quiet. They get in the bushes.
Quiet as a motherfucker. And they go for y'all too, JP. Y'all motherfuckers be quiet too. So it ain't just everybody else. It's y'all too. Y'all be beating on y'all motherfucking chest too. And goddamn, y'all can't beat today.
Oh,
wow.
Geez. Goddamn lawyer. That's the lawyer, I know he's coming.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I can't beat on that motherfucker today. Hey, call the lawyer, the judge, the DA, get them all in here. I'll take my case.
See what we got here. Hold on. Lil Bill, your mic open.
Hey, guys, how y'all doing, fellas?
What's going on, Bill?
Man, ain't nothing, man. I just want to congratulate some guys out of Dallas for letting H-Town come down and getting a big-time shootout. It ain't really turned out well for us, but the thing is, in this business right here, if you got something and something that you really want to do, go and do it. Don't be ashamed. You know, just go out there, beat your chest. If you win, you lose. That wasn't the case with us. We lost. But one thing about it, we found all our fault, you know. But the thing is, we're having fun doing it. But I want to congratulate Martin for doing a great job. Matt for driving, you know, checkerboard. Richie, Flip, a great group of guys. I mean, they came out there. They did their thing, you know. At the end, I tried to get back at them, trying to get some of the money back, but they wouldn't bite on it. But, you know, that's all in racing. You know, that's having fun. And I want to give a shout-out to Clyde and Galen and his crew for doing a great job with the track. We will be back real, real soon. I ain't going to say when, but we're going to be back soon. And I'm going to try to get them to get down here so I can lock them in down here sometime instead of me hitting at 45 all the time. But it's a good track. I love it. You know, it's just a fresh air just to get away seeing something different, man. And like I say, you know, in this racing game, man, you ain't gonna be you can be the best, but you can't be the best. And what I'm saying about that, you know, it's always somebody faster than you, you know. But the thing is, just having fun, letting the crowd see what we really doing. See, because if you don't do it, it ain't gonna be no crowd. The racing gonna get real, real dead. But I'm gonna try to see if I can get my boy to come out and support Atomic Dog. Saturday. I'm going to see what their plans is. We're just going to come out and try to do something in that big-time shootout, you know, just letting our fans see something, what we did in that. You know, I mean, you know, it's racing everywhere. You know, you got that J.J. arm drop this weekend. You know, a lot of people going to participate in that. But, you know, it's these are, it's whatever you want to do with your time and your money. I just want to congratulate all them guys for letting us come down, you know, have fun at their track. You know, it ain't a better group of guys than them, you know. But, I mean, I wish they was on the phone so I can talk to them, but I know they ain't pushing the one button for me to talk to them. But I just want to let them know that, you know, I had a great time, me and my boys, and we will be coming back at that ass. I'm going to go right back in the cutting tent. I'm going to go back in the cutting tent. I hear that goddamn lawnmower.
Jackie Diva, your mic open.
Well, little Bill, here's a lawnmower. Appreciate you coming down here, buddy.
Yes, sir.
Miss Lisa shot well. I really enjoyed her on the mic pre-race and first round. And after that, I guess she was back in triage, bandaging y'all up or something. I didn't hear her no more, but after that, man, shit, I enjoyed seeing y'all. And, man, we working on getting down there, Bill. We really are. Y'all seen, you seen what happened to Flip. You know I'm down, and Richie's car broke in the finals. So you know, I mean, and yeah. I think some of your crew seen that. Y'all knew it was broke before I did. So at the end of the day, soon as we can patch them back together, we trying to plan a trip to get down there and see y'all. And like I said, it ain't even got to be an event. We'll get with you on the back line and get something set up. Trying to do something on a Sunday or something, you know. Just try to make this great, this big tire racing great again. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, man.
But
yeah,
I mean, I appreciate, I really do appreciate. You know, Bill, me and you've talked a lot, and man, it takes a group of guys like y'all to race a bunch of guys like us to keep this shit going. And this ain't no ass kissing. This is just saying, you know, you got to bring some ass to get some ass. And man, y'all are always willing to race, and I appreciate that about y'all. And as long as I got all the pressure, my guys, we willing to race. So, say, man, that's I had a great time this weekend. I probably had more fun at track than I've had in a long time. So, man, thanks for coming down. And man, I look forward to getting down there and molesting you at your home track.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, we're still going to be in the cup looking for y'all. But like I say, you and Justin and Flip and Martin, Matt, Checkerboard, all y'all, it's a great group of guys, man. You know, you can't take nothing away from being when you're great, you know. But, you know, just no arguing, no fighting, no nothing. It just was straight up. You beat me, you go back to where you started from. So,
but Bill, what is there to argue about? You know what I'm saying? I mean, we spend all of our money and our time to build these cars so we can race them. I mean, anybody that spends this kind of money on a car, spends this many years fucking with the car like we all got, I mean, we know you can't win them all, and there's always the next race. Shit, man, take your ass whipping and get ready for the next, you know, get ready for the next round. And that's just the way, you know, that's just the way I see it. And when you win, shit, act like you've been there before. You know what I'm saying? You can celebrate a little bit, but goddamn it, at the end of the day, what'll make you laugh will make you cry. So goddamn, carry some class about yourself.
You're all right, bro. You're all right. Right on.
But man, I appreciate all y'all coming down. I had fun with Dylan, Miss Lisa. I got to meet Cyrus. Man, I got to meet a lot of people. I enjoyed seeing y'all. It was a good time, man. It really was. And you know, I had to be at work at 6 a.m. to Sunday. So I had to cut out there a little early, otherwise I'd have hung out with y'all a little bit longer. But shit, man, I had a great time.
Mhm. Oh yeah. Well, that's what it is, fellas. Mhm.
So I'm gonna be like you. I'm gonna be sitting here listening to the show. Thanks everybody. You know, thanks JP, Troy. I appreciate y'all doing the show. And I'm not the spokesman for Dallas, but I mean for You know, Flip was disappointed he didn't get to run. I mean, I run with Flip and Richie. So, that dude, that gray and black Camaro, I just built it. His first time out with the car, man, he had a good time with that thing. And, you know, we're gonna try to bring some cars down there and line up against y'all and give Houston the show, just like y'all gave Dallas the show. So that's our intentions up here. We're gonna be working on that. As time goes by.
Yes, sir. All right.
All right, sir. Y'all go on with the show.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Appreciate that, Mr. Jackie. All right, what you got? What you got, JP? Ain't nobody gonna press the one button to lock in for this week.
Oh, got one. Just hand just went up. Oh shit! Got doggone. Think I know who this is, man. Yeah, that's who this is. God damn it! Come on, round.
Yeah. Oh no! I'm not talking no shit today. I enjoyed myself with Dennis this week, last weekend. Dennis, I had fun with them down there. Yeah, everybody was good down there. I just got on the show. I know I heard them talking, so I had a good time. Me, Bill took us out. We went down there and represented. I had fun. The only point I hate, I ain't have a golf cart run from the finish line to the starting line every time they get ready to race. That's the only thing I didn't like. My legs still hurt, but guess what? I feel 10 pounds lighter and 20 years younger.
God damn, as tall as you are, it shouldn't took but 3 steps to get from one end to the other. Shit.
Well, it took about 8 steps, but damn. But it wasn't no big thing. I used it for exercise. Like I said, I had a good time with y'all, man. For real, I ain't gonna book on. You know, I'm a kind
hey,
of
Rambo, I had a great time seeing you too. I was, man, I kept hanging out by you. I knew you was going to get crunked here in a minute, but boy, you was off quiet down there. So I was waiting on you.
Well, you know, I had fun with y'all, man. I really did, man. We all had a good time with y'all, man. I liked that. I wanted to get on the show and comment on that. Y'all was really good, man. I liked that, man. We went back to back. The week Saturday before that and the Saturday after that. And both times we had a good time, you know.
Yes, sir.
So you know when I get that Freddie Cooper revenge, yeah, y'all gonna start changing. So y'all just start liking me now, because after that y'all ain't gonna like me no more. Y'all gonna love me now, rainbow and all that mess. But I had a good time with y'all. I ain't gonna get on y'all this week. About next week, the trouble gonna start. I should have all pressure by another 2 weeks.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, I should have our pressure in a couple weeks, so we're going to go from there.
I ain't going to get nothing started, Rainbow. We done heard that story now for about 2.5 years. So,
yeah, yeah.
December going to be 3 years now. So, I mean, shit, I mean, we just going to wait on that.
I'm going to have some more pressure by next week as well.
Okay.
I said 2 weeks. Yeah, y'all go put 1 week in. I said 2 weeks.
With a break cloud.
Uncle Bill, if he on his show, he ain't giving me no more break cloud. Let me lose my money.
Now, I got to stop you right there, Rambo.
Where my money? You think I'm going to lock the money again? Don't be ready. When I say I'm going to be ready, lock the money. If I break or don't show up at that line, I lose $1,000, not no $500.
I'm going to put a break clause on that, too.
I don't want no break clause. Take my money. Don't give me no break clause.
Rambo, you got to get a co-signer just to lock in. I mean, ain't nobody going to do that shit.
I don't want nobody nothing. Wells Fargo called me a couple weeks ago and asked for a loan. I told him I was a million short.
Okay.
Go to Chase and get it. Other than that, I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, Fargo called you looking for their money that you stole from.
I ain't never stole nothing in my life. I ain't never been a thief. I can't stand a thief. I'll buy what I want. If I can't buy, I'm ashamed because I can't buy it. And I'm damn ashamed for the stealing to get caught and really be embarrassed. You know how that is, don't you?
Well, we knew about some oil pressure, goddamn it. I done had three goddamn motors, and you ain't got oil pressure yet.
Well, you know what? You know when you deal with y'all know. Now you deal with these motor people.
Rambo, listen, I'm broke. I'll be the first one to tell you I'm broke. And I done got them tore up three motors. It's waiting on you to get one going.
Well, it's my machine, my motor builders. They making sure it don't come loose on me, I guess. My motor builder
I can't go with that. I ain't going to throw your motor builder under the bus like that. I think it's you. I mean, everybody else may be scared to tell you. It's got to be you. Man, these folks get paid to build these motors.
When you take a motor out of a goddamn a ship that they went to the moon with before and try to fresh that motor and put it in your car, it's special parts.
Shit, they didn't do anything.
This is going to be the weirdest shit y'all ever seen when I bring Freddy Krueger Revenge out.
You going to wear a cape and a Dracula mask or what?
Now, if you want me to, for you, I will.
I don't care what you wear. Wear some tights, too.
I wear them every day. I wear tights and G-strings every day.
Oh, goddamn.
Because I don't need my shit swinging around when I walk around on a regular hot day. I've been wearing that. That ain't nothing new.
Yeah. Oh,
I got
cool
some red ones on now. That makes you feel better.
I don't care what you got on there. I just want you seeing some tights up from the start line.
Well, goddamn it, you got it. When you see this, when you see all this goddamn body, you're going to say, damn, I wish I was built like Rambo. You're going to say, oh, I wish I was built like Rambo.
We're going to do a commercial for Weight Watchers.
Oh, goddamn.
Yeah, you're going to say, this Weight Watchers, this what we do, we turn you into this guy, Rambo. They're going to say, oh, they're going to be flying from here to the desk. But I know, you know, like I said, I had a good time with y'all there. We've had a good time. Y'all did y'all thing. I liked it that. Made me more motivated me to spend this extra money. But that's the only problem y'all caused. Now I know I got to go and get this car together, spend my money, extra money, to go on and get this where I can stay in front of y'all. So y'all blame y'allself for giving me a good time. And then all your people and daddy talking about, Rambo, you need some gas money to go back home? I want all your fans. I'm getting all of them at one time. Yeah. You need some gas money to get on the 45 to go home? Oh, that was real cute.
They didn't talk to you like that, did they, Rambo?
Oh, yes, they did. I'm y'all fans in trouble, too. They're going to be, I guarantee there's going to be some people out there tattoo Freddy Krueger Revenge on their ankles and on their shoulders. Yeah, but I ain't really taking a show. I really enjoyed myself. I had a good time. And I'm looking to go back from the people. And yeah, the next time we do this in Dallas or wherever y'all do it, y'all going to have a totally different outcome.
Well, I hope not, but it's possible. So, like I said, you got to bring some ass to get some ass. So, I mean, we ain't done. I know you built like a trash truck. So,
right.
You know,
right.
Get them tights on and come on out there.
My boy.
Hey.
My boy.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey, long
I ain't
going to boat up in the wind tunnel again.
Oh, how you know? See, it's snitches out here. That's where it's supposed to go next, in the wind tunnel. How he know that already? He know I'm going to deal with number four wind tunnel.
Because you told that lie 2 years ago. Remember when it fell off? Hey, remember when it fell off the jack stands in the paint booth because it was running so fast in neutral? So, man, you gotta remember the lies you be telling, man.
No, the wing had bent. The wing had bent in the middle. One of the brackets where the parachute had come loose and it bent it. So I took it all back loose again and found the motor had a problem, so we back at it again. Oh, I remember that, yeah. Okay. Yeah, you sure right. I remember that. But you made this next wind tunnel going to be on the side of one of your cars.
All right, we better switch gears.
All right, let's go with somebody that's got a car running because, you know, Rambo with his fairy tales.
And watch how quiet the show get when you say that. You say, what now? You finna call the people that got cars that are running? Let's get them online. Let's see. Still quiet?
Yeah, because I ain't got nothing running either, Rambo.
Hey, is it still quiet? What happened? I'm quiet. Push the one, people. Push the one.
Hello? Y'all might well listen to me.
No, that's all right, Jeff. We can move on. Nah, fuck all that. We can move on.
Well, y'all ain't moving on nowhere. Y'all know where y'all going. Where y'all going to the summit? Yeah, go ahead. Let's move on, people. Hello? Hello?
Yeah, we see it, Rambo.
Okay, we moved on, though. I just need this excitement. All these cars out here racing and running. I ain't got all press telling me to shut up. And now we got people with all press ain't pushing no horns. What's going on with this show?
I got a one button coming up, Mr. Rambo. Man, push the one button again, whoever that was, 281. Get to it in time. I ain't want to interrupt you, Rambo.
Wait. Yeah, I'm ready. I'm ready. We're ready. I ain't ready yet.
281-94-98.
Hey, I got all pressure.
Get him, man.
Talking by himself?
He probably got a bunch of background noise. If he's driving, mute the mic, please.
I got somebody
looking
for a race. I got
old pressure.
Say that again, Skinny. I said, I thought somebody said they were looking for a race. I got old pressure.
We need one more oil pressure push. We got one oil pressure going. We need one more button to push.
We need one more person, huh?
One button. Well, one button push. Oil pressure. Whatever the people's calling for oil pressure, probably go. They ain't want to talk to me. I know they're going to do that.
Hey, Rambo. Look here. Ain't nobody say they want to talk to you, but you ain't talking about anything racing.
No, listen, because I ain't going to let you make a mockery on the show. Like you want to cap on the low.
No,
you trying to cap it on the low. You trying to make fun of the shit. I'm just trying to set you straight. This is a grudge racing show, right? This ain't I'm about to get oil pressure show. So I'm not going I'm going to let you talk. But then you want to start trying to, you know, whatever. That ain't going to go down.
What you talking about? What you saying? Like what?
If we ask for somebody to race, we ain't gonna get nobody to talk. Might as well let me race.
Oh, no.
Let me talk.
Like you say, you the talk show now. I'm a talk show talker. You the owner. So I said what I said. The people ask for all questions.
I understand you say what you say, but you make fun of this shit.
Fun of who? They making with the fun of what? Fun of what? They ain't pushing the goddamn. They ain't pushing the button for the oil pressure deal?
We got one oil. We're trying to get the other oil pressure.
Okay, what's the difference? You want me to sell race? I mean, what's that got to do with me criminalizing as a show or doing anything to the show that I'm talking my behalf on mine? I take mine like a man when they say I ain't got no oil pressure. And Drake, all of them told me about oil pressure. Not a man say he.
Rambo, when you don't have no oil pressure, the deal is to be quiet until it come back up. Alright?
No, Dre, he trying to give away 1,000. I'm not trying to take his 1,000. He giving that shit away for free. He ain't got no oil pressure. I'm trying to lock it in. Shit.
Oh,
he's giving that shit away with no oil pressure. Come out with it.
You want that lock in. Well, anybody wanna lock in Skinny? Don't y'all all speak at once?
No,
we got them in all different shapes and colors.
Well, what y'all gonna have a whole dad out there?
Where at?
Shit. At HMP.
Where I need to have it at? To run who?
No, I just asked you, was he gonna be out there?
Man, I can't fuck with that. I can't fuck with that number with that car. You already know that. I ain't got no problem saying it either.
I didn't say nothing about the Nova Skinner, man. I just asked, was he gonna be there?
Oh man, I'll have it out there if I need to have it there, but I ain't gonna bring it just to hang the fuck out.
I tell you what, bring it for sale. Bring it for September 7th. I got something for you.
Okay, what is it?
September 6th.
September what?
September 6th, Labor Day weekend,
and who am I racing? Don't let me guess. A Burgundy Nova.
You can get the Burgundy Nova, you can get the red Mustang, or you can get the black Mustang. Either one you want, sir.
I don't know. The only of them cars I know is the Burgundy Nova.
All three of them are small blocks, sir. Just like y'all.
Now they're nothing like us. I know. You know what I mean? That's okay. They're nothing like us, but that's okay.
They're the same as you, but that's fine.
No, they're not the same, but that's okay.
Would you like to try him?
Would I like to try him? Tony got my number.
Damn, he having your number. Do you want to dance with him?
Tony got my number.
Oh, man. Yeah, man, you need to stop all that goddamn woofing you been doing.
I ain't whooping. I just know the cars, and I'm not bringing a knife to a gunfight. You know what I'm saying?
Hey,
I'll tell you what. Fuck it.
Hey,
I run that little. Hey, that little black Mustang got a small block. Again.
That little black Mustang got a small block.
I'll run it.
All right, cool. Cannon Lufkin, first round, off the trailer. Both cars on radios.
Street cars.
Come on,
yeah. I don't race no prep.
Oh, man. All right, I'll go back.
Yeah, man, why everybody give you so much credit and you ain't done a motherfucking thing?
I just told you I run the black Mustang on the 6th. I just told you that.
Okay, I'll get it set up for you.
Have him call me. It ain't no problem. I ain't scared to race. That's the problem. I ain't scared.
Shit, Dre, what you mean have him call? Get it locked in right now while we on the show, crazy man.
Can't be. Shut the fuck up.
You shut the fuck up. The man said you want to get a lockup, man. Get the shit
Hey, man. Listen, man. Do your in over there and let me handle this here, sir. I thank you.
None. Locking in, motherfucker. I'm going on mute.
There you go. Do that. Go. Matter of fact, don't go on mute. Hold up. Don't let him go on mute. Let him hit that little red button on that motherfucker.
Say, Dre, listen to me. All bullshit to the side. This ain't the morning show, bro. You know what I'm saying?
I hear what you're saying.
Listen. Hold on. Wait a minute now, Dre. Now let me speak one time. Now, you know, I'm just going to speak some real stuff. I'm going to cut. You know, I will talk some crazy stuff, but right now I'm going to give you some real. This is a national show, man. People all over the world listening to this show right now, all over Texas, all over the other states and other 50 states. You see what I'm saying? And the man told you. He said, fuck it. You see what I'm saying? Now, you got a fish on the hook, but you ain't trying to put him in the bucket. Now, I'm going back on mute. Don't refer nothing to me. Get everything straight by the lock-in. Right now, sir. Thank you.
And then we lose the show or what?
I'm still here. I ain't went nowhere. I'm still sitting here.
Right there, man. Hey, Tony Wright on the phone. Hey, Tony Wright.
Talk to him.
Skinny man say he'll try you with the little hoe daddy car you got, man.
Oh, steel all glass small block, huh?
That G-body, that maroon G-body.
Is that the gray Cutlass?
No, not the gray Cutlass. It's a maroon Malibu.
What is all steel, all glass?
Get the man. Oh, talk to the man.
Hello.
Get the man.
Hold on. He fell off. Hold on.
When you get me on, man, you can't be saying my whole name. Say I'm Tony Bynes. You need to stay on.
Oh, God damn.
You roll, bro. You dead ass roll.
He want to try the little. He said he want to try the little black car.
Let me see. Troy, you got
no
the skinny man back on?
Yeah. How about the one that wanted to lock me in the other day that had the all steel all glass just like me? Small block.
Which one? That
Let me see if I get them on.
Yeah, it was a Mustang or something you were talking about.
Oh, there goes Skinny Man.
Oh, you talking about he talking about Mo Jesus. Hey, hey, give Mo Jesus back on there too.
Mo Jesus. What the fuck is a Mo Jesus? I heard a young Jesus.
Ah, shit.
What the hell y'all boys got going on? Trying to get everything situated for the race.
Yeah, we on the time.
How many hours are you from Ironburg that I think y'all came out there? How many hours y'all away from?
Like 16.
16 hours?
Yeah.
Okay, let me ask you another question. What time y'all show start?
Hey, what happened, Cat? That Cat on there? What time the show kicking off? What time the track going hot, Cat?
The one button, Cat.
If I ain't mistaken, I think the gate's gonna open at 3 o'clock, Tom.
Because I'm trying to figure out what they said I need to get out of here.
Probably need to jump out of there Friday night, late Friday night or something.
Yeah.
Just ride out, they said.
Right. Hold, y'all holding for the. Yeah, I'm
using
y'all. Just hold on
for a minute.
I got to call.
Yeah. Skinny Man must have hung up again for him. Maybe be in a bad spot.
Hey, JP, get Mo G's on right quick. Mo G's has been, you know, drinking at this man.
Yeah, I don't
get him on.
You got his number, Dre? Send me his number on Messenger. We got his number.
Hold on, I got
his number. Let's try it. Oh, bro, he just messaged me back. He finna call in.
Yeah, Mr. Wright, back home.
Hey, hold on, Tom. Let me get this other kid on. The one that's
talking. Yeah,
we on there.
Don't tell a motherfucker that you got me coming on. Just call me and get me on while they talk. Because a lot of them are tearing the whole house down. I'm serious. That track I'm coming to is going to be a good track. Now, everybody done got quiet.
Yes, sir. It's a wonderful track. It's a wonderful track. I'll be glad to see you when you get here, man. I look forward to it. I'm happy that you're going to engage in Houston Motorsports and Park right down here in Houston, man. Google it, and you'll see it's been top-notch drivers at this track several times. Pro Mods, from Pro Mods to the extremes, get down there.
Right.
So, yeah, it's a wonderful track. Yes, sir.
Can I ask you a question?
Yes, sir.
What's your caliber of a top-notch driver?
My caliber of a top-notch driver? My caliber of a top-notch driver, man, is basically anybody that knows how to handle extreme situations in any given time.
Oh, really?
Right.
I'm gonna tell you this. I understand what you're saying.
Okay.
But any number one bad motherfucker top notch driver, that's me. When I come in that motherfucker, you can put that up on the billboard. Any number one bad black motherfucker ever been here, aka Hitler. On the right.
Hey, y'all hold up. Hey, Mo G's, hold up, Mo G's on the phone. Hey, Mo G's, that's on the right, man.
Hold on, wait a minute. Let me stop Tony right quick. Say, Tony, I ain't gonna let you sit there and cap like that, man. Cause I'm a bad motherfucker, man. And I done took the trip at that track, man. Multiple, plenty of goddamn times. Cause you ain't the only one who came over there and put that track upside down, man.
Yeah. Who I'm talking to?
It's King B.
Yeah, King Z or King B.
Man, look here, Tony. This King B, man. You know what
King B. Obama B, a yellow jacket, or whatever the fuck you do. Well, let me explain something to you. When I tell you I'm coming out of that motherfucker, I ain't talking about what you done did and how you done did and when you done do it. When I come there, come do something to me.
You said, how come what?
That's what you do. When I come up there, son, come over there and do something to me or flip me upside down and upside down me.
Man, we're going to put that motherfucking grudge on you and flip your ass upside down. Tony, what's wrong with you, man?
Man, if you beat me with that goddamn grudge, something will jump on my ass and do the huckabuck.
Hey,
no
what time we going, Tony?
You can't be talking about the same damn no. I think you're talking about that's no. I ran in Alabama.
Tony. Yeah, we gonna put that back on your ass.
Yeah, listen to me, man. Pat Mesa don't make me want to put in that motherfucker for y'all to beat me.
Hey man, you can't goddamn hear Tony.
I hear y'all calling my name, but you heard what I just said. Pat
Mason. Hey, what time we got there?
What time
we going, man?
I don't know what time y'all
going. You set a time on that shit?
Y'all just say y'all don't know when the track going to open. I need to
know. Hey, boy, let's do it by 10 o'clock, man, because it's going to still be hot down the month.
Hold on, Dre. Let me ask this man some shit. So there.
Yeah.
And you know we not goddamn me. Watching no motherfucking you shake down and all that old motherfucking shit. You know how we race, huh? We race some motherfuckers when we get over there, man.
I understand that, but I'm not going to ride 16 hours and don't know the track. I'm going to make me a leak so I can put my car where I need to.
You better make that motherfucker come Friday. You ain't going to be making that shit come Saturday.
God damn, y'all ain't gonna let me make no shit ride 16 hours. I can't make no shit down. Shit.
I just told you, man.
Y'all got the track open
Friday
night.
You ain't new to this shit. Yeah, that track will be there Friday night.
Let me tell you something about me, man. Them motherfuckers, I got to go around the corner here.
Hey, Mo Jesus,
y'all don't get at him,
man. There you go, man.
I mean, is it Mo Jesus? He need more cheese. Man, talk to me.
Hold the fuck up. Hold up. You old motherfucking boosted cut wing motherfucker. You going to put some respect on my motherfucker,
man. I don't hear that. Call to be old, you got to be a young bro. Let me tell you something about you, little dude, bro. You ain't going to fuck with me.
Hey, I fuck with motherfucker look harder than you.
No, you don't. You from Texas.
No, I'm from New Orleans.
That's where you at. I ain't never heard of that, so I know you ain't no motherfucker or beast. I ain't never heard of that shit there. Where you think you from?
I ain't a motherfucker trying to be seen or trying to be known. I'm me. I'm who I am.
Yeah, that's right. And I'm me. I'm who I am. Now let's talk business. What kind of car you got? You got all steel, all glass Mustang?
No, sir. I have a 98 Trans Am.
Yeah, what?
That was him on that post with you that I was talking, you know what I'm saying? You know he put that gray car up though. That gray Trans Am.
Trans Am. Okay. Small block in that Trans Am.
Yeah,
I
got it.
How much you wanna run for?
I don't know. What you got, man?
$25.
Oh, we can do that.
Huh?
Yeah, that sounds good to you.
I'm talking about $1,000 now.
Come on now. I think I'm talking about $25.
Okay. So you want to lock in Saturday, Sunday? It's gonna be hot down there. I'm pretty sure. When it cool off down there?
About 9 o'clock. That's when I'm starting all the grub right around about 9.
Yeah, I try to get on the track around about 10 o'clock. I figure it's been a cool off then. I don't know how it go down there. But like I tell Dre, I'm racing down here damn near twice a week. I just want to wait till about a week out. The week out of Dre's show, I'm not going to race or go to no track. I'm going to be ready to lock in and come straight down. I'll come in there Friday night if I have to, since y'all don't want me to do nothing on Sundays. So if y'all racing on Friday, I'm coming in there Friday.
Me myself. I don't care what you do on Sunday. You can shake to your motherfucking asshole, motherfucking catch you on Friday. As long as you're in the lanes at that fucking time, we lock it. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah, that's understandable. I like you already. Yeah, I feel the same way.
Hey, Mo G, you heard what he said? 25,000, though, right?
That man said 25,000. That's
2,500.
No, man.
Dre ain't lying. Dre saying exactly what the hell I said. I ain't saying no 2,500. I told him 25,000.
I'm in your way then.
But I'm going to run you for that 2,500, but I'll bet 25,000.
Nah, I don't like to read for that kind of money.
No, I'm going to run you for the 2,500 just because you came on here with action. I want to see how you do. You say, old Booster Fade motherfucker. You know me, old Booster Fade motherfucker with them big lips. Nothing else to talk about. That's me. That's that bad bitch.
Hey, Troy, y'all get the pen now. So, hey, well, how y'all finna do that? You going to lock me in a week before tonight?
I'm a lock in a week before the show. I come in there following Monday that week, and I lock in whoever I'm going to race for, whatever I'm going to race for. And I'm that way I have the cars put up. I ain't going to no track, no nothing that day. Friday, I'm going to try to be in Houston, Texas already. I got some people I need to see down there anyway. I see a lot of the people, the TRE people and everybody, they calling me and saying, man, I hear you coming to Houston. Boy, they so proud of me coming down that motherfucker. I said, yeah, I'm going to bring them missiles in that motherfucker. Do I need to get a permit to land these fucking missiles in there? And Lord knows, when I come in there, if the grudge in there, I got to buy big chains that you put on a dog so it can't pop it, because it'll jump all over that fucking grudge. If I come in there and ride right by it, it'll jump all on top of the grudge. I couldn't get that fucking nose off of me.
Oh, it's going to be a different motherfucking outcome, boy.
You told me that last time. Cuss me out. I want her to tell me to get the fuck out your face.
I'm going to rock your baby head to sleep this time.
You can't, man. I'm telling you, man, I'm a tough bitch, man. That shit you see on YouTube and you be Googling, that shit is not fake. That's not like you going on goddamn the street racing and outlaw and they tell you got to lose. This shit that I do is real. This shit is serious. I lose my shoe and motherfucker ass at track. But I got to tell you, I got fucked up Friday night. I went in there and tried to train and break that motherfucker. And somebody down there cut off for 13,000 apiece. In the road last night, we got track last night to run for 10,000, but the boy paid punk out. But Trigger Man ran a motherfucker, and this car did the same thing. Then it choke off. Motherfucker beat him out of 10,000. We running for 10,000 every day down here, every other day. We got to beat the rain for the damn storm come. But I'm coming to Houston, Texas, because I'm supposed to be in Kane down there, and I got a lot of people calling me asking if I'm come. I got a lot of fan base down there. That's what I like. So I'm going to tell y'all right now, Dre, what I'm going to need when I come in there. I'm going to need a caution tape and some security guards to hang around me, because I'm going to feel famous and rich when I come in there, motherfucker.
hey, that's cool. Because you're going to be poor and broke when you motherfuckers leave out that motherfucker.
Fuck it. Let me use my credit card. I'm going to have a couple credit cards where I can get home. Fuck it. We're going to bring enough cash down that motherfucker. You ain't got nothing to worry about. We got to have enough cash. You can run us all motherfucking day for the 2,500 you're about. You can run us all motherfucking night long, 2,500 every hour when we're in for 10 goddamn hours and you couldn't send us home. So,
I'm gonna tell you like this, partner. I don't do it for the bread. I do it for I love the game. You know what I'm saying? I just do it for a little money. You know what I'm saying? Nigga,
same thing.
I don't have 100 motherfuckers behind me. You know what I'm saying? I'm betting what I can say.
Right.
You know
what I'm saying? Listen. When I tell you that 25,000, I'm talking about me. I ain't talking about the other motherfucker, 25 and 50 and 100 that'll be with me. I'm talking about me. When I speak and lock in something on a pot, I'm locking in on if nobody come with me and I ride to Texas by myself, I'm going to have that money to bet by myself. I don't lock in on nobody else's part. Anytime you see me lock in, I'm locking in what I can afford to run for. If I lock in 10,000, I'm talking about what Tony going to bet.
Yeah, well, I tilt my hat to Tony for betting 25 on the race.
Yeah,
I ain't betting 25 on the race.
Yeah, I bet more than that. Ask HD them about it. I had him eating out of the Waffle House trash can. Yeah. That's rock.
Hey, I
bet him that on the side. How about running to the 50?
Hey, I'm small, fry. I ain't got.
Listen. I'm a small fry. That's where I come from. I'm not trying to big bank you. I'm just like you. Ain't that no different than me and you. It ain't about the money with me. It's about that pride and picking and talking shit.
Yes, sir.
But that's it. I'll come out there. I just need y'all to take it. I don't want y'all to jump on me because I am a shit talker. And I mean that.
No, you ain't got to worry about none of that, man. God damn, Tony.
Man, let me tell you something about me, Dre. I ain't scared of a motherfucker, man.
Man, I know, but you got my
money. I'm be some fucking fun, that's all. I'm coming to show out for y'all. That's all. I'm coming to show out for your show. Nothing else to talk about.
So, Tony, let me get this right. Tony, right. Sorry to interrupt you, but let me get this right so I'll be around. So, the week of the race, then we go over the stiffs and all the good stuff.
Right. Monday, the week before y'all show, Monday we'll come on. If y'all got a show that y'all be talking on the show, I'll come on the show and lock all my races in. That way everybody know I'm coming in the house.
Okay, gotcha.
You see what I'm saying? But I'm racing every day. I'm racing every week. But I got 3-4 calls. If I tell one, I still got 3 I'm coming in there with. I'm just going to make sure I don't hurt nothing.
Okay, I gotcha.
All right, you see what I'm saying?
Make sure that goddamn ugly ass Nova still together, because I'm gonna make that motherfucker get pretty.
Hey, let me tell you something about that Nova. I took that Nova off the tree last night. It turned out some of it was, everybody was spinning and calling itself having problems at the track. I took that goddamn ragged ass Nova and crammed power into it. When I let go of the button, I think that driver's side tire all the way to the 330. I slam it on brakes. And bring it all the way back around and told them, boy, y'all stop talking about the track. That big regular motherfucker go down a cornfield. I don't give a damn y'all put water on my side of the lane. I want to leave you out of there. Home. I put a mile tune up when I ran the grudge. All I did was put it out there, and then when I got it to the 330, I said, I want to leave hooked up. I know Alabama kind of shit it. When I get back to the 330, I'm going to cram the power to it. See, me and him were right there beside you to the 330. That's when I started moving off on him. That when I crammed it to her ass. I started shooting, boom. See when they put that video
up? Nah, you ain't move off on them. That's bullshit.
I move off on it.
That's bullshit. You ain't move off on a goddamn thing. Hey, Tony, I'm looking right at it. You didn't move off on a damn thing. That was photo finished up. I tell you what. No, I tell you what. Better be a different outcome this time, though. We going to bet a different outcome.
I better be a different outcome. Be falling in your ass, huh?
Shit, okay. Yeah, your ass gonna be way back up somewhere.
Man, listen, man. Me and him got to that 330. I probably was a half a car in front of him. When I tell you, when I showed that rack, somebody you heard it click 3 times. You heard it click that last time. I ain't see his front bumper. Couldn't see.
Hey, that was last year, shit. God damn it, I got your ass at home now. So get what? I got your ass home now. We done lost to your ass twice. We lost you at your high, and we was in the neutral ass place. Now, we at home. Guarantee you, I can't let these people down out here.
Great, listen, the people gonna kill you if you fuck me like that.
You fuck me up with a 520-ass car on top of that.
Great, listen, Dre. I ain't got to do a race to the left of my pony.
Who ain't that fast, Dre?
If y'all going 540, I'm going 520. What the hell I got to worry about?
Hey, Troy, he beat us with old 520 ass car. We had issues, but yeah, he beat us with the old 550 running ass car.
I ain't gonna get to them time, but I tell you what, I bet you every car I bring up, I show up all of them before I get to the 330 and reach over there and cut it off and push them in the loose and go faster than a 520.
Oh, hell, I know they way faster than the 520. No, shit, that ain't crazy.
Yeah, back then when you running, man, listen, you're talking to the world. Listen, man, I don't know if y'all race or not. You're talking to the world fastest Negro. I'm serious about that. I'm talking to a bad bitch, Dre. Always have been, always going to be.
Yeah, you ain't going to talk to them, Dre.
You ain't going to outrace me either.
Boy, you already know I can't. That's why I stopped talking. I can't talk to you goddamn.
You ain't going to beat him talking.
Dre, listen. When you call me, say, hey, Tony Wright. I say, hey, Dre, how you doing? We want you to come to our show. I said, yeah, that's fine, Dre. I'll come to your show. I said, Dre, why is you want me to come to your show? We need a bad motherfucker to come to your show. I said, no problem, Dre. I said, Dre, do you want the real fastest Negro? He said, yeah, we looking for him. I said, well, you got it. I'm coming. And then they'll talk about it. I mean, nothing fucking else to talk about, Dre. Our bad bitch coming to Houston, Texas. I don't give a fuck about nobody down there that's in my class. Nobody. and I stand on my that shit with 10 toes. When I come in that motherfucking gate, if you dress like me and fight like me, come over there to me to see if I fucking bang down. I started off then. I mean that goddamn shit. I think I'm gonna ride 16 hours. Don't race. What was y'all fool? I ain't coming there testing it too. Now I'm coming there to jump on motherfucking left and right. So you gotta trick or treat, motherfucker. Me too. And I mean that shit. I'm coming to that motherfucking little radio so motherfucking fast it ain't make no sense. I might set the track record down that motherfucker. What's the track record?
Man, get out of here.
There you go, see that? See that? Motherfucker unanswered, make me drink. Let me ask you a question. You want me to bring that goddamn Corvette in there?
No, bring it on down there. Yeah, all right. I think Skinny Man might take the one from you.
You ain't got a fat man. You ain't got a goddamn Skinny Man to fuck with me. Skinny Man run half sick for the woman. He read about got AIDS and come fuck with that motherfucker Corvette. I run through Skinny Man like motherfucking X-Lax. Don't you fucking talk to me about no fucking Skinny Man when I say something about that Corvette. when I tell you about that Corvette, I say yes, sir, Mr. Wright. I'm not letting to be fucked with when I talk about that Corvette, a.k.a. Hitler. And I mean that shit.
That motherfucker used to be Hitler. He dead now, ain't he?
That motherfucker right there in my goddamn yard sitting there in cold trade with a 959 IQ with his patent use with six systems on it.
Hey, we ain't asked what all it had in it.
We're on 315. No, I ain't bringing it out. Ain't no them 315s ain't reason. Ain't nobody doing shit right now. I'm coming here with small blocks. Dre, don't you know I beat y'all with a small block of baby?
You beat us with a baby, but that baby was a bad motherfucker. That baby was a 2-year-old toddler that was crazy.
Yeah, that's, that baby,